When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Every Tuesday at 4, we are joined by Eagles tackle Jordan Mailata, which is brought to you by Colonial Hyundai, which we love. Shop online 24/7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Jordan, happy bye week. I hope that you have some relaxation over the next few days that you get to take.
Appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah. What does a Jordan Mailata bye week look like?
The first couple of days, just stay in the facility, get some treatment done. And then midweek, wifey and I are going to head out to middle of PA, stay at a hotel there, just do some R&R, and then have a wedding this weekend back in Philly. So
there you go.
Not too far away.
Yeah. Yeah, it must be hard for you to hide, though. I know you're going in the middle of PA, but you are a big person, you know? You put your head down, put on a fake mustache and sunglasses, so nobody asks you anything?
No, I don't believe in fake mustaches, mate. If you can't grow a mustache,
I don't believe it.
No, man, there's no hiding, man. No hiding.
All right, cool. Yeah. I don't believe in fake mustaches is a good quote. So, you know, neither side of the football looked great on Sunday. The offense, right, specifically didn't seem like it could get in any rhythm. And when it did, didn't stay in that rhythm. What did you see out there as to the primary reason why the offense couldn't really get going on Sunday?
That first off, we played a great football team. And, you know, they're headed by a defensive mastermind. And, you know, they're going to game plan differently when you have key players out like A.J. Brown and Smitty and even, you know, Lane Johnson. So, first off, we weren't sure, what we were going to see. And, first play we get a 6-1 front and, it's kind of just like, oh, okay, this is going to be the tone of the game. We're going to try and stop the run. And then we saw multiple different fronts that were just, some of them weren't on film, and some of them, again, defensive mastermind like him, he's going to find ways to disrupt the strengths that we were coming up with, on Sunday. And We weren't doing a good job of, you know, executing. You know, I feel like I say that every week. We just, that was it. That was plain and simple as it is. We just weren't doing a great job executing against those looks.
And you guys have faced this team a couple of times over the past year, and Todd seemingly sort of has a recipe he wants, or a formula he wants to use against this offense. I'm just wondering, was it much different than what you've seen in the past versus Tampa, or did they throw some different wrinkles in there at you?
Yeah, I would say that they threw in some wrinkles. There's definitely some stuff that we saw in the past. You know, I think it, as in terms of, you know, just the front in general, mm-hmm. You know, when they put on film, you see certain things that they'll do up front with, I don't know if I could get into like football. Right, can I get into like football?
Oh, man, college? Get into the weeds with it, brother. Yeah, let's talk some ball. Yeah.
We're all football guys.
I don't know if people know what we're talking about. So, like, you know, to get into a 6-man front, you expect, you know, if they get into a 6-man front, they bring Saul. You know, that's blitzes on both sides of the edges.
That's a Sam and Will blitz. Sam and Will, in case y'all don't know.
A gap, B gap.
Shut up, Jack.
Right. Sam and Will, right? But now they're doing the Sam in the corner. And we're like, oh, okay, that was a little crazy. And then they will change the front from, you know, and these are game time adjustments that we're on the sideline trying to figure out what this guy is trying to do. And every answer that we had, he had something to counter that. So, you know, great. Again, like I said, defensive mastermind will always come up with an answer. And it was just a back and forth thing that we were doing all game. Even with the front, he would, instead of, I don't even know if people understand what this is, like a pirate. You know what a pirate is like?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Could you explain it just for the non-football, people who didn't play?
Is it Jack Sparrow?
I like when Ike explains it. I like when Ike explains it. Plus, people can understand it better in his American accent.
Yeah.
Well, I think pirate could be when you get somewhat of either a safety or corner sneaking down.
Yep.
Okay, that's okay. I'm 20 years out, so yeah, hopefully they haven't changed all the terminology for everything.
We've made them dumber.
Corner sneaky down, but also when he does do that, the defensive end, the defensive tackle will play into the inside gaps. Then they stopped doing that. They started slanting a whole line towards the tight end, and it's just like that's something they didn't do on film. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, just little surprises like that. They just had a great game plan for any answers that we had to his answers.
And then so you said, you know, one of the things is an execution thing. Is there one or two things from an execution standpoint that you didn't think that you did well, that you could have done better to handle those things?
This is something they put on film. When they would get into that, the 6-1 front where they have six defensive players on the line, the line of scrimmage. You know, we knew that, you know, once that Mike linebacker started widening out, you know, on the second level, you know, wider than the tackle, that they would bring the safety in. And I missed a couple on that and kind of blew up the run there. So I wish I executed better on that. And just, it's hard at the same time, not making excuses, but you know, try to put it in perspective. You're playing away, so you have to go on a silent cadence, and you know, hopefully, you get off, you know, at the same time everyone else does, but also effectively communicate the calls up front, and then time it up with the silent cadence. But I wish I could have done that a little better.
And so you're aware, I think there is a difference between a reason and an excuse. And I think when you're telling us what happened and what you missed on and what you could have, that doesn't sound like an excuse to me. You're explaining it. So
right.
At least from our perspective, that
you can understand.
We can understand the difference,
yeah.
You know.
Yep.
So from a total offense perspective, in that you have a new coordinator, how far along would you say the offense is to sort of understanding the concepts and the things that would be done differently under Kellen than they were done last year under Brian?
How far along? With,
yeah, well, like is there a, yeah. You know, it's only one training camp and it's four games. So
yeah.
I guess the question is, does everyone know it like the back of their hand or, you know, on a, I hate to do this, on a scale of 1 to 10, how well do you do you know that stuff?
Yeah, I got absolutely, we know it. We all know it. We're just doing a poor job of executing it against the different looks that we're getting on game day.
Jordan Mailata's
I'm
sorry.
Offense. So I like to think we're a great offense, and teams are going to do everything they can to, you know, stop the offense, especially when you have key players out.
Jordan Mailata is with us, who is with us every Tuesday at 4 o'clock. I know both teams had a play in the heat, of course, for sure. Curious about the preparation in the days leading up to Sunday to try and combat that. Are there things, or what things do you do as a team to prepare your bodies for that sort of environment?
I mean, there's only so much you can do, you know? I mean, there's the obvious point, hydration. Mm-hmm. Team stays on top of that, provided whether it be, you know, IV after practices, or even just, this is a little crinkle we added this week, was guys who weren't used to playing in the heat or, you know, wanted to get some more exposure to it, was a like a 30-minute, 40-minute sauna session or steam session in there just to prepare your body for it. You know, and there's only so much you can do. There's only so much preparation you can do when it comes to the weather. You can't control that.
Yeah.
You know, and the only thing you can control is what you're doing, which is you just have to be hydrated.
Man, I tell you, 30, 40 minutes in the sauna, man. I used to do that after a night at Palmer or something on a Sunday night, and I had to come in that Monday before I go in there and work out. I used to do that back in the early 2000s. You get in that sauna, kind of helps get the stuff out of your system. Anyway, when you go back to Sunday, Jordan, it had to be difficult from an offense. Obviously, you guys don't want to go out there and have three and outs, three and out, three and out. But that certainly happened, and not only that, Tampa is scoring, so now they're up 7, then they're up 14, then they're up 21. That has to be difficult from an offense to sort of find some sort of identity without it being sort of one-dimensional. How difficult was that? And not placing blame on your defense, but just the fact that you're down by three scores, it makes it hard to sort of stick with what you guys wanted to do from a game plan standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, we hear it every week from any football player. You know, you want to play complementary football. And the reason being is so you have players that are fresh. And I think we did a terrible job of keeping our defense fresh because, you know, in that, I don't know what the weather was. People were telling me it was 120, 110, 100 degrees. In that weather, you know, it was detrimental for our defense to be up there every time we were going three and out. You know, we put them in bad situations. So, you know, as an offense, you know, on the sideline trying to figure out, you know, why are we not executing against these looks and just covering everything from, you know, how the safeties are playing, how the corners are playing, how the linebackers are playing, how the defensive line is playing, to come up with answers. And then when you go out there and you put a drive together, are you recognizing the look? So extremely frustrating, you know, to not be able to put points up, but more frustrating that we gave the defense no breathing room or breathing space to, you know, to effectively win the game, you know, as a team.
Jordan, there's a lot of, as there is when a team isn't playing well, there's a lot of public criticism on Nick. Do you feel like the team as a whole, you know, supports and rallies behind the criticism around Nick?
Support or rally?
Does the team have him. his back? Yeah. I guess is the question.
Yeah, for sure. Sorry. Yeah. For sure. It's.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles, plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Again, he's our head honcho, so, you know, everyone's going to place the blame on him. But, yeah, truth is, he's not out there executing. We're playing. As players, we have to play. No, and we're not doing a good job of it right now. So, yeah, of course we support Nick. Of course we rally behind Nick. Nick's a great coach, but we, as a team, we have to do a better job.
All right, Chart. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we as players have to do a better job at playing, and so this bye week couldn't have come at a better time for, you know, just health reasons and us to restart.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. We all looked at the schedule when it came out, and I think we said, fifth week's a little early for the bye week. But I think
we said that too.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, enjoy your mm-hmm. hotel in the middle of PA. I'm sure. Do you want to say exactly what hotel? No, I'm just kidding. Enjoy your week off, man. Get a rest and come back and beat the hell out of the Browns if you would.
All right, brother.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there he is, Jordan Mailata.
You want to say where you're staying at?
Yeah. He does not believe in fake mustaches, though. That is.
Well, yeah.
A fake mustache wouldn't help him.
I don't think it would help him, yeah.
He's 6'8".
Yeah, well, that's why I think it would be funny.
Well, that's why Stubby, you know, he was fine yesterday.
Yeah. Nobody recognized him because of the mustache.
He's basically one of the guys.
Yeah. You had to point him out to me. I was like, he doesn't look that much different than anybody. I actually said to Jack when we saw Stubby at Chickies and Pete's yesterday, which we'll be at on Thursday for a Red October pep rally brought to you by Budweiser, the official beer of the postseason. That's what I said to Jack. I was like, I think I'm bigger than Stubbs.
About the same size.
I'm not big enough to be a professional athlete.
Now, under the shirt might look a little different for him.
Yeah, probably. Biggest difference, less tattoos on him. Do you think that? Yeah, that's definitely.
Oh, yeah. Is he not a big tattoo guy?
I don't. I'm not like Spike.
Yeah.
Spike has sleeves.
Yeah, I'm all over the place. Up here, too. I'm running out of space.
Oh, you're a chess guy, too?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Where's next?
Yeah.
Let's see that.
Over here.
Back? How about the back?
No, nothing on the back.
Nothing on the back.
I said on the chest, and there's a thing on my thigh, too, because I ran out of arm room.
You got a tattoo on your thigh, man.
I do. It's...
Let me tell you that. First of all, don't ever tell anybody that again.
Wait, it's not on the small of my back.
Thank you. I'm glad it's not there either.
Yeah.
Are guys getting tattoos on their thighs now?
I don't think.
Yeah, sort of. It's all over the place now.
Thigh?
Yeah.
It's enormous.
I've seen the calves.
It's from here to here. It's my cat who died.
You got a cat?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You want to see?
No. I'm
good. Show the cameras in the studio.
See the cameras in the studio. Take my pants off.
Hold on. Oh, it might need some clicks.
Yeah, Rod is always trying to get the numbers
video
up.
Numbers
yes,
out?
Get the numbers up.
Tell Tucker to go live on YouTube. And I'll show
it. Oh, God.
Herb in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
All right, listen. Okay, I'm going to start off now with the offense. This team should be 4-0, but I'll say, okay, I'll give you one bad one Sunday, so we're 3-1. But what we really are is 2-2. But we should be 3-1. The offense, Jalen needs to run the ball. We need to have some kind of roll out, get the tight end in there. Throw a little pass out there in the flat, take it down 20 yards. You know what I mean? Run with the ball. We need to get plays where he either decides to run or he throws a quick pass to the tight end. Or we got to get back to the what we used to do. We got to get back to that, okay? We got to run the football. The play where he fumbled the ball, we were in the red zone, that there was the big mistake right there. We should have ran the ball all the way to the end zone touchdown. What's his name? It was 10 carries. In this game Sunday, he should have had 20 carries, okay, at least. So I'm just telling you. Now, I told you guys way, way, way back in the wintertime that the defense, the back seven, okay, or the back eight, however you want to do it. I don't care if you want to run a 3-4 or 4-3. But if you run a 4-3, you better be ready to stop them guys that are running the football. Because the thing is, when they run right in the middle of the line, you're always getting stopped.
We should put Herb on with Jordan.
It's the outside, the off tackle and guard. And the guard is hitting one guy, and the other guy's hitting the linebacker.
Yep.
And then there's a
second level,
and that's what they did. That's we need to go back to those runs. What's his name? Barkley. He needs to get a whole bunch of them big runs, man. He can do it. That guy, he can do it. But our defense got to stop these guys, man. And we got to get I'd rather play a 3-4. Where I got an extra linebacker. I thought, and that extra linebacker is going to cut down a lot of problems. This stuff that we're playing the zone my ass. We're playing, okay, man-to-man coverage. And I told you last night at the show, I told Brandon Graham last night.
Oh, good.
Don't come. Don't be playing no 8 and 10 yards off the ball. You do that to me against Clay or this one or that one, don't come to Monday to pick up your paycheck because they ain't going to be there. I'm telling you, man.
Herb, what about
– you got to get on these guys, man. This is the week, Coach.
Herb was fired up this week. Herb fired up yesterday.
Herb, some people have expressed – the Eagles potentially playing with a 12th player on defense to help, you know, stop the offenses. What do you think about – like, where would you put the extra guy?
probably in the linebacker area.
Yep.
Guy.
Yeah. Right in the linebacker area.
So,
yeah.
Herb, did you like when they brought Ben Van Summer in at fullback the other day?
I probably missed that play. Ah. I probably missed
it. You're a big fullback guy.
Yeah, I told you the fullback's a big deal. There's a lot of teams that got the fullback. 49ers got a fullback. They all got fullbacks.
Three teams.
Well, some have been saying, in addition to the 12th man, that perhaps the Eagles should re-sign John Ritchie, a fullback who played here.
Yeah. Listen, you don't necessarily have to have a fullback. You can use like a small tight end that can stack up there. You know,
Trey Burton. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the slot behind the tackle.
Mm-hmm. All right, okay. Well, welcome back, Herb.
Yeah, it's good to have you back.
What's up? Welcome back. I saw you last night.
Well, I know that, but I wasn't on the air when I saw you, so I'm just saying welcome back on the radio.
Yeah, Detroit 3-0. This guy's throwing 99 miles.
Yeah, come on, Herb. Scoop on.
Sports updates. Do you have a sports update sounder in there?
Scoobal, you think we can get him next year to be our
No.
Why would they trade him? He's awesome.
Or number two pitcher. We put him in there behind Wheeler, this guy.
Let's try to get Chris Sale this whole season.
Let's get Skeens, too, out of Pittsburgh.
Oh, man, that's a good one,
They're ready. They might take him out. It's, oh, no, he's walking off the mound.
He's giving us play-by-play.
He's watching TV saying what he sees. You're one of a kind, Herb.
If they win this game, if Detroit wins this game, it's unbelievable. Mm. Because the manager used to – the manager used to be the manager of the Astros.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The KJ Hinch. Yeah.
Sports update.
Hey, brother.
What's on TNT right now?
That boy, what's his name, came down real hard on today, man. My man from.
It's called a big dose of D.
Germantown.
What happened?
Yes, what?
What's his name? You know
why. What are you talking about?
Came down on the Phillies today. Real good.
Mm.
He came down on the Phillies?
Real good.
Yeah, you know, what's his name? You know, what's his face? Your buddy that you like. You know.
Bryce Harper?
Bryce Harper's boy, yeah.
Chuck? From Mount Airy?
Chuck from Mount Airy.
Well, Mount Airy's not Germantown.
I couldn't think of his name. I couldn't think of his name.
His name? You went to the wrong town, too. What are you trying to say? Germantown?
Man, he's from Germantown. That boy.
No, it's Mount Airy.
He's from Mount Airy.
Doesn't matter. Mount Airy is Germantown.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Okay.
Where Chuck's from is Germantown. I know where Chuck's around.
What's his address?
Washington Lane is Sheltonham.
Oh, God.
You are Chuck-ass lunatic.
All right. Herb, we got to go.
Before you actually give out his number or something.
Please don't do that. Well, number I wouldn't mind. He's got my number. Everybody can have Chuck's number. All right, Herb. Appreciate you, brother.
Let's get two games this weekend. Let's go.
All right. There he goes. That was one
Nick
of the
Nick Sigourney.
That dude, man.
Tell me you didn't miss him.
Oh, I Come missed on. Him a ton.
That was 7 minutes. You'll never get back.
Yeah, I can't believe you managed to. Can you imagine getting on a plane from Brazil? You sit down.
Next to Chuck?
And next to Herb.
Oh, I mean, Herb. Yeah, that's what I meant.
And he starts talking to you, and you're like, oh, no.
You're like, oh, no, it's Herb.
This is going to be one of those flights. This guy, you put on your headphones, you fall asleep, and
he's
just still
you.
Going.
Yes,
he doesn't care. He doesn't care.
I'm looking at a threesome.
He looked good last night. He had his Eagle sweatsuit on.
Oh, yeah. He was all.
Man, he's a big sweatsuit guy.
He is a big sweatsuit guy.
He looked all mobbed up last night.
Oh, yeah. God.
Didn't he?
I'm not saying anything.
No, would never.
All right.
I got the tightest straight nose you ever seen.
Had his player glasses on last night. He was looking good, man. I know he was headed out somewhere. He had a pocket full of money.
Where is he headed?
Was it
once?
No, it wasn't once.
Okay. So we got to get back to the hold them or fold them. Dan.
Yes, we need
Nobody's
to get back to that.
Hold them or fold them. So
we got off track for a minute.
Yeah, it's hold them or fold them day on the WIP afternoon show. There you go. Your preseason Eagles prediction. Are you ready to fold on it? Revise. We're giving you the chance. You can do it today, one time only. 215-592-9494. And coming up next, one Philadelphia athlete. Hate to say it. Best shape of his life. Best shape of his life. This is the WIP Afternoon Show. It's not Herb. WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles, plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.